this morning is an epistle lesson, which means it comes from the New Testament, but it is not a gospel. So you may remain seated for the reading, but I invite you to pay close attention as we read from Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it is says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
When I begin to research this sermon and say, how do I start? In case you haven't noticed, almost every sermon I preach has what I call a hooker on the front end. It catches your attention and helps me then to move into something real quick before I lose your attention that you really need to hear. This morning's hooker is this. You'll never get this one. The 10 best sentences, according to the Scholars Club, of all times. Anybody want to guess? See, the 10 best sentences for me would be, Houston, we have a problem. That's a great sentence, don't you think? Yeah. Nope, nothing like that. Some of you scholars out there, 10 best sentences. One is from the Great Gatsby. I'm just going to read this one. It doesn't get my vote. It's vanished trees, the trees that made way for Gatsby's house, had once pandered in whispers to the last and greatest of all human dreams. The enchanted moment man must have held his breath in order for this to be created in the presence of this continent, compelled into the aesthetic contemplation he neither understood nor desired, face to face for the last time in his history with something commiserate to his capacity for wonder. What in the world did that say? And on they go. One from a portrait of an artist. One from Hiroshima. One from Sulla. Where did they come up with this? I would call them the 10 most obscure sentences. Here's one. This one I did like. Ernest Hemingway, of course I would like Hemingway, right? Anger was washed away in the river along with any obligation. Now that's a good sentence. Dickens, Tim O'Brien. There is nothing more atrocity cruel than, are you listening, an adored child. Got to think about that one. I read a lot. I would take issue with these sentences. None of them seem to me one of the top 10. But I compiled my own list from there. Want to hear? You might want to add one. Best sentence in all the world. I love you. I believe in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. And on the third day he arose from the dead and ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Now there's a sentence. Y'all come on in, supper's ready. Great sentence. She's going to be just fine. Or it's a boy. Or it's a girl. We had a great offering today and the budget is balanced. Great sentence. You are forgiven. Even better sentence. It is well with my soul. Me, Mommy, you're the best grandmama ever. Good sentence. Last night, my granddaughter Chandler had prom, but she didn't go to the prom. She just went to have her picture made, and then she wanted me to take her out to eat because she didn't like the date she had made, and then they were going to hook up and go to an after prom party. Now, you have to know which granddaughter this is for all that to make sense. So I went to the place where they were making pictures and I stood dutifully and told her how beautiful she was and watched her take selfies and watch everybody else take. I have never seen so many young people who were so enamored with themselves that they cannot stand to go more than 10 seconds without taking their picture. I couldn't figure it out. And finally, my granddaughter educated me. They're Snapchats. And they only last 10 seconds. You Snapchat a friend. And they just couldn't get enough Snapchats to their friends last night. You couldn't take a picture of them except when they were taking pictures of themselves. And so then I said, okay, Chandler, yippee, what's next? What happens now? And she said, we go to Hooters for supper. You think that's funny? Just wait. You just wait. I said, don't be Snapchatting in here. I'll lose my credentials if they find out.
Disappears, you're okay.
Yeah, they disappeared 10 seconds. Me, Mommy, you're the best grandmama ever. Well done, my good and faithful servant. 10 best sentences ever. And what I discovered when I began to work with the scholarly sentences and with what I thought the 10 best sentences ever were is the decisions about the best sentences will depend on where your heart is. Will depend on whether you're a child of darkness or light. Will depend on whether you're more emotional or academic, intellectual. I like to say this, and often do, to people that are coming on board in leadership positions in the church. Always, always think with your heart and lead with your head. I think there's a good balance there. Paul tells the church at Ephesus that the world sees things differently. He is educating the new Christian community there that when you become a follower of Christ, you become a child of the light because you are living in the light of Christ. He's telling the church then, and he's telling the church now, that darkness causes us to stumble and is a waste of time. Now, if you want to hear this message in English, common English, I'll read it to you from the paraphrase, the message. You groped your way through that murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. No more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true. These are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It is a scandal when people waste their lives on things that they must do in darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Are you listening? Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. I believe that's real. I believe that is absolutely real. I can give you a few examples. There was a young woman who slipped across the border after dreaming for years to live in America. She had a great plan. She carried out the plan, and it worked. She was able to slip past the border patrol, and she was indeed in the land of the free. I guess this was before a wall was built. But the people who patrol the area just inside the U.S. began to scout out the illegals. Night fell. It was dark. The desert was scary. It turned cold. She was hungry. She was cold. She could hear strange noises of animals and did not know what to do. After 2 days and nights like that, she realized she was lost. And if someone didn't find her, she would surely die. She found a cigarette lighter on the ground, and that was about the only thing other than her clothes that she had. And then she began to gather some scrub wood. She built a fire, hoping that someone would find her in the desert, because if they did not, she would die. It was the light that saved her. One a little more up-to-date. Anybody been watching Special Olympics? 6 o'clock every night. I don't know how you cannot watch Special Olympics. There was a little girl from India there. She had no hands and no feet, but she was ice skating. And she won the gold. And her father came down from the stands. She had been living away from her family for most of her life. And her father came down from the stands and embraced her. And she fell into a pile of mush, just couldn't get herself together, crying, crying, crying. And afterwards we learned it's the first time her father had ever hugged her in her life. See the light? See the light? Anytime there is love like that, the darkness seems to go away. Every once in a while, and I don't know why, I get the weekly mug shots from DeKalb County. I don't know why they send me those. But every once in a while, they come across my computer, and every once in a while, I think, I'll just see if there's any church members in there. I hardly ever open it because I really do trust you, but every once in a while, I check to see if you're in there. Looking at the pictures of those people and realizing those are God's children. And somehow the dark has made them stumble, has caused them to fall, is a sad thing to me. But when I look at them and know that the darkness has made them stumble, I also am fully aware that the light will redeem them if only they will turn toward the light. I worry sometimes about my own grandchildren. One bad decision, one poor choice. And the world sometimes appears to be so dark. And it's so easy to make a bad choice. Do you worry about your children, your grandchildren? Do you think about that? But the hope for me, because I'm Christian, and the hope for me is because I'm an eternal optimist, and the hope for me because I truly try to hold hands with Christ, is that the light will shine on all that darkness, and they will be able to grow out of foolishness and make good decisions. What happened last night while we were at Hooters is that my 18-year-old granddaughter said, "Nah." She said, "I know a girl that makes $400 a night just waiting tables at Hooters." She said, "I was coming up here to see if I could get an application, but I don't want to work here. It was worth the trip. Wings were terrible, but it was worth the trip." You would think that churches would be a light in a world, in a neighborhood, in a community. You would think that the church would be a safe place where all people would feel welcome and feel loved and be safe. But sometimes it's not. 10 worst sentences? We can't do that. We don't want that kind of folk in our church. Let somebody else do it. Make the children be quiet. I'm not going to pay somebody else's way, so I'm cutting my tithe or I'm cutting my pledge. Let somebody else pay some part of the light bill. Maybe it's you're sitting in my pew in my seat and you need to move. Don't say that. Don't ever say that when I can hear you. I'll embarrass you. I already had my turn. Let the young folks do it. 10 worst sentences. I like things just like they are. There's no room for change, and we don't need to grow anymore. Whatever it is the preacher's fault. Go ahead, you pay me. Part of the job. 10 worst sentences is any sentence we offer that uses language of us and them instead of we. 10 worst sentences. You will notice that there's no reference to God, there's no reference to love, there's no reference to light. But here's the good news, and it's great good news. There is no sentence. There is no bang of a gavel from a judge, and we are sentenced when we mess up. There is redemption and pardon because we follow the one who is the light. Pick one sentence to guide your week this week. Anyone will do. "It is well with my soul," or "I believe," or "I will," or "let me," or like Wesley on his deathbed. What did he say on his deathbed?
"Best of all, God is with us."
Best of all, God is with us. When God is for us, who can be against us? The light of the world is Jesus. And Jesus lights up a dark world, and he does it sometimes by his churches. Want to see how you've done that in this community? Don't dare give up. That's a lot of light shining in Shamley, Georgia. Dark times are sad and ugly and overwhelming, but when we're holding hands with God, the darkness cannot defeat us. The best sentence of all, you are forgiven. The best sentences of all times are sentences that are filled with foolish, radical, reckless love. Our love for God and God's love for us. With God, when we walk in the light of Christ, when we live lives that are pleasing to Christ, when we try our best, give our best, love to the best of our ability, we will never, never, never be lost to darkness. So, your challenge this morning is rise and shine and give God the glory. Amen.